You're listening to the Great Joy in Great Tribulation Internet Radio Network, and this is your host, Jim Searcy, reminding you that the King is coming. The Great Joy in Great Tribulation website is located at www.moresureword.com. That's all one word, all small letters, www.moresureword.com. That's www.moresureword.com. On that website, you'll find many things to help the saints scattered abroad build up their most holy faith and prepare to endure to the end of this 42-month Antichrist war on the saints. Once again, this is Jim Searcy reminding you that the King is coming. And our King said, when we see these things come to pass, that we are to look up and know that our redemption draweth nigh. Only be very strong and of good courage. Stay in the Word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Praise the Lord Jesus. I want to give you the words of a new song that I just heard today by Yadiah Frelick with the lyrics by Gabby and Yuval Frelick. It goes like this. 8,000 rockets are no excuse. Suicide bombers, it's all just a ruse. Unless you're Israeli, self-defense is a riot. Jewish army response is disproportionate might. The activists sailed to deliver their aid. Jihad cash is what they were paid. Turkish delight in the media's glare. Slashing knives don't seem fair. Darfur is ignored. Russian troops in Chechnya. Only Israel has no right to defend itself, because the world cares nothing about Jewish blood. The whole Middle East, just one strip of land. Since we gave them Katif, no one's given a damn. Surrounded by cousins flowing with oil, demanding from us to surrender our soil. There is one soldier held in Hamasistan, Gaza, starved and tormented in Judenfree Plaza. The humanist convoy could have delivered a word. The Red Cross of silence was preferred. Iran is going nuclear. Turkey occupies North Cyprus. Only Israel has no right to defend itself, because the world cares nothing about Jewish blood. Armaments pour into Lebanon in the north. Armaments pour into Gaza in the south. Only Israel has no right to defend itself, because the world cares nothing about Jewish blood. Only Israel has no right to defend itself, because the world cares nothing about Jewish blood. Brethren, I want you to hear that song from which these lyrics were taken. And I want you to know it's very important that we understand what is Zionism. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. I hope you enjoy this song as well.
Suicide bombers, it's all just a ruse. Unless you're Israeli, self-defense is a right. Jewish army response is disproportionate might. The activists failed to deliver their aid. Jihad cash is what they were paid. Turkish delight in the media's glare. Slashing knives don't seem fair. In the world.
Gaza, starved and tormented in the Unifree Plaza. The humanist convoy could have delivered a word. The Red Cross of silence was preferred. Oh, Leiran yesh garim, Turkia kubeshet et zvon kafritin. Rok leIsrael en zchut lehagen, ki midam Yehudi haolam.
People must choose. People must choose. God insists, because he's a God of freedom. Every false god is a control freak. But the true God is a God of freedom, and therefore people must choose. Otherwise, either by design or by default, they end up choosing to reject the one and only true God in their strong delusions and deceptions. And that's just the way things are. It's kind of like Fly told Babe. That's just the way things are. That's just how it is. For rational beings who are capable of rationalizing anything, there's a true Zionism. You know that. And there are many forms of Zionism, falsely so-called, that are really anti-Zionism. Last couple days I've had a black racist who believes that the Africans which were transported from Africa to America are the true Israel. Oh boy. And he's got all the religious spirit tinker toys, special pronunciations and everything. And he's got one of those false forms of Zionism. And you know, the things that are falsely called Zionism are really anti-Zionism. The fact that Satan has surrounded this term Zionism by such tremendous confusion should tell us that it's important to understand what God says in the more sure word that is written regarding biblical Zionism. Israel is God's family name. Hallelujah. We got Mary Israel. We got Janine Israel. We got Chuck and Joanne and Jamie Israel. And we got Mark Israel and Charles Israel. And Tom Israel. And Jim Israel and Betty Israel. We've gotten this privilege, discerning ourselves with God's holy name, that he got himself in the earth, his great and holy name. It's the name of the family of God, Israel. And born-again people get to surname themselves Israel. After wrestling with God, Jacob was born again to become Israel, and he never walked the same. A lot of people miss this, but Jacob, after he got his new name Israel, after he was born again, after he sufficiently wrestled with the Lord Jesus Christ, and determined that the God job was not open to him or anybody, when he wrestled sufficiently with the true God and said, "You really are God, and I'm not going to let go of you unless you bless me," he got blessed. He never walked the same. Glory to God. Don't miss that, child of God. We're not supposed to walk the same. And see, this is the message. This is the core of the message. that Brother Scott gives us about this question, to eat or not to eat. You got to be careful where you ask that question. You see, the one true God identified himself to the world by his great and holy name, Israel. God got this great and holy name, Israel, and identified himself with his people. And his people identify with him by this name, Israel. That's why people hate Israel. That's why they don't give a damn about Jewish blood. That's why they just want to shed as much Jewish blood as they can, because they hate the one true God. Oh, they got religion. Yeah, they all got religion. The Muslim religion is kill Israel. That is the Muslim religion, to kill Jews and Christians, people of the book. And the Vatican Pope put Muhammad in the religion business. And the Jesuits control Islam to this day. It is Satan's largest open, blatant religion. And our job, our duty, if we're Christians, is to open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them that are sanctified, separated unto God, sanctified by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's our duty. It's not for everybody. But the one true God identified himself to the world by his great and holy name, Israel. That's why people hate Israel. They hate Jews, because they hate the King of the Jews. They don't really know the King of the Jews. You know him. They knock it on your door if you have enough faith. And it takes a lot of faith. It really does. But you see, any God who cannot prove that he is the God who led his people Israel out of their bondage cannot be the true God. The Lord Jesus Christ is that I am, that God of Israel, the same God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the same God who told Moses to tell his people Israel, I am that I am. Tell him, I am hath sent thee. The Lord Jesus Christ is that true Yeshua HaMashiach, the one who is the Holy One of Israel, the same I am who gave the Torah to Moses, the same one who wrote with his finger in stone his Ten Commandments and was sacrificed as the Lamb of God that Abraham prophesied and resurrected from the death that he suffered in Zion. Yeah, that's where he suffered. That's where he poured his blood out. Yeah, and it's sad how people think that the Jews who say they're Jews and are not, how people want to just blame everything on the Jews because of these evil people with Jewish names. And they got Jewish names. They say they are Jews, but they are not. Because you know what a Jew is. A Jew is a God pleaser, and they're not pleasing God at all. But believers in the true Messiah are therefore Zionists by definition. If you've been born again, by definition, you're a Zionist. Because you're just like Abraham, looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. You don't fit anywhere in this world. You're a stranger and a sojourner in the land where you were born, wherever you were born. Wherever you may be, you're a stranger and a sojourner. You don't fit in this world. You know it. But you're heading for Zion. If you're truly born again, by definition, you're a Zionist. And anybody who claims to be born again and doesn't say that they are a Zionist, they don't understand the biblical usage of the term Zionist. Because that's where the true Messiah was crucified. and paid the price of redemption with his own blood for the crime of being king of the God-pleasers, king of the Jews, where he died in Zion as the Lamb of God that Abraham prophesied by being sacrificed for his people in Zion on Wednesday at even on Passover, on Nisan 14 in 30 AD. And it was Wednesday, yeah. The Messiah was buried in a tomb in Zion, from which 3 days and three nights later, on the Sabbath, as the Lord of Sabbath, he was resurrected in Zion on Saturday, the Sabbath, Nisan 17, in 30 AD. The resurrection of the Messiah from that death and burial in Zion is the most irrefutable fact of all history. Glory to God. There is no historian in the league of a historian who was a medical doctor named Luke. He set the standard for historians. And then the Messiah ascended up from the Mount of Olives in Zion, 40 days after his resurrection from the tomb in Zion. Believers with the faith, and there's only one faith, and Abraham had it. Abraham manifested it like no other man. And believers with the faith of Abraham know that Messiah is soon coming to Zion. Believers, therefore, whether they be Jews or Christians, are by biblical definition Zionists because their faith has Zion and the temple of Messiah in Zion as their destiny for the Sabbath millennial reign of Messiah in Zion. You watch out for people like Tex Mars, agent provocateur, who would say that the Illuminati, Zionist, that man is not a Christian teacher. He's an agent provocateur. You take a bite of the devil's bait of Jew hate and you ain't gonna make it. I'll just tell you, in this time, you take a bite of the devil's bait of Jew hate, you ain't gonna make it. How many times have we seen Jew haters for Jesus come into this room and try to reason with them and tell them what the scriptures say regarding the iniquity of racism in any form and the deadly iniquity and certain destiny of hell for the Jew haters? You watch out for Tex Mars. The only one I know that had a big 501c3 contracted ministry and got out of his 501c3 contract and got to keep his stuff. You think about that. Remember what they did to Indianapolis Baptist Temple. Don't trust Tex Mars as far as you can throw him. And guess what? If you've seen him, you ain't gonna throw that man very far. I could go on there, but I'm not. But if you're a Christian, you're a Zionist, or else you are deceived to say you're a Christian. You don't understand. And this is a destructive form of ignorance. This is not one of the ignorances that we are allowed by God, and even commanded by God, to let the ignorant be ignorant. No, when the ignorant is, ignorance is destructive ignorance, you cannot tolerate it. You cannot put up with it. I cannot tolerate the Tex Marses of this world. I got to give them the truth. You're going to fill up the extra crispy section of hell. You hate Jews, you hate the king of the Jews. It's just that simple. The Lord Jesus Christ was crucified for the official crime of being king of the Jews. You hate Jews, you don't know Jesus. No, you don't. If you're born again, the Holy Spirit will put a love for Jewish people in your heart. Yes, He will. It's part of the package. The ultimate punishment of Israel for disobedience was being scattered among the nations. And believers know that the Jews will be regathered to the land of Israel just before the return of the Messiah. Real Jews and real Christians know this. And real Christians, wherever they are scattered in this world, know that they will help the Jew any way they can help him to get back to Israel in the time of Jacob's trouble, because they need the blessing of the God of Jacob. And you bless Jacob and help Jacob get back where he belongs, and the God of Jacob will bless you, and you ain't going to make it through this. You ain't going to endure to the end of this Antichrist war on the saints, the time of Jacob's trouble, without the blessings of the God of Jacob. Real Jews and real Christians know this. Solomon's prayer dedication has something else. He made that so clear that the door to the temple of God in Zion was never intended to be closed to the foreigner who wished to serve the Lord. And there are those today, many of them, who say they are Jews and are not. And there are many who say they are Christians and are not. One of the best tests that you can have to find out if one is a real Jew or a real Christian is if they would identify themselves as Zionists. Oh, this is a good thing to talk about with Maureen. Hallelujah. Isaiah 44, 5 and 6. One shall say, I am the Lord's, and another shall call himself by the name of Jacob, and another shall subscribe with his hand unto the Lord, and surname himself by the name of Israel. Hallelujah. Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. I am the first, and I am the last. And beside me there is no God. Yes, Yeshua HaMashiach is the same Aleph Tav in the middle of Genesis 1:1. The same Aleph Tav, the same Alpha and Omega of the Revelation. And those who do not regard the true God are invariably identified as being anti-Zionist. An anti-Zionist will sooner or later be identified as followers of the Antichrist in the strong delusion that he will lead. And it really is as simple as that. That's Isaiah 44, verse 5 and 6. But there's a great deal of confusion regarding this term Zionist. And in these last days of strong delusion, it ought to be recognized that there is a satanic counterfeit for almost anything which God would establish as right and good. There's a true and right form of Zionism. There's a good and right form of Zionism, and it is biblical. And believers, either Christian or Jewish, in these last days, of necessity, are Zionists. Of necessity. There is the God-ordained or biblical form of Zionism, which is good. And we should also understand that there are some antichrist and even outright satanic forms of Zionism. And God is not the author of confusion. We know that. In these last days, there's an essential need to understand God's definition of Israel, God's definition of Zion or Zionism. You know, a lot of times you can understand something by looking at its counterfeit form. And if we look at this anti-Zionism, which is anti-Christ or anti-Torah. Anti-Zionism is a term used to describe many different political and religious ideologies today, all of which are anti-Christ. And some forms of anti-Zionism are very popular in this anti-Christ or anti-Torah world today. anti-Zionist positions have in common some form of opposition to Zionism, but their diversity in terms of motivation and expression is so great that anti-Zionism cannot be seen as a single phenomenon, as part of the confusion. Anti-Zionism is often characterized by opposition to the existence of the state of Israel as a Jewish state. The whole Bush-Clinton-Bush syndicate of sudden destruction, and with the crown of Obama, the guilty, convicted, fraud and felon, they pushed this so-called roadmap, and that roadmap is anti-Zionist. Because what they advocate is forming two nations which now comprise the territories of the State of Israel. Now, as a result of the Six-Day War in which Israel was attacked by Egypt and Jordan and Syria, and they had help from all the other Arab nations. And when they were attacked in that war of 1967, that Six-Day War, Israel expanded the territory of the State of Israel to include the West Bank. And it was always supposed to be theirs from the time that Britain defeated the Ottoman Empire. But when they were attacked in that war, they won the war. And in that war, they got what is known as the West Bank, the Gaza Strip, and the Sinai. And in the Camp David Accords, Israel returned the Sinai to Egypt. That was the terms of the peace treaty. With nothing to gain and everything to lose, the Peres Horn governments of Israel, doesn't make any difference who's in there, Peres is pulling the strings, a puppeteer of the Jesuits. Israel continues to unilaterally give up land for peace, negotiate with terrorists, even though God said make no covenant with them, and even so, in the Quran, the only way the Muslim can please the God of Islam is to lie and steal and kill the non-Muslims, especially Jews. No wonder God said make no covenant with them. And with nothing to gain and everything to lose, these governments of Israel unilaterally gave up the Gaza Strip. And when they did that, they established just 60 minutes from Tel Aviv, the largest Islamic terror base in the Arab world. Other anti-Zionists, such as some of the Palestinian militant groups, call for the total elimination by any and all means of the Jewish presence in Palestine, which includes the territories of the State of Israel. Before the Six-Day War of 1967, opposition to the existence of Israel was largely confined to the Arab world. The Soviet Union and its allies took a negative stance on Israel and Zionism, but even they didn't oppose it that strong. But since the 70s, however, as a result of this Six-Day War, opposition to Israeli control of the West Bank and the British Mandate set up Transjordan, which means the land east of Jordan. That West Bank always was part of Israel, and they got it officially in 1967. And since they did, there is this unified, the world is unified in saying and being against Israeli control of the West Bank and Gaza Strip. And this has caused a snowballing of Jew hate and criticism of Israel. And that has fueled this growth of anti-Zionism. Anti-Zionism essentially says that only Israel, of all the countries in this world, does not have the right to exist. Only Israel does not have the God-given right to defend itself.
That's what anti-Zionism says. That's why I like that song so much. Anti-Zionism would have the conviction that the determination of what constitutes Israel's secure and defensible border should not be made by the Israeli people, but by the world that hates and wants to destroy Israel. Both Zionism and anti-Zionism have been accused of being a form of racism, which is silly. While anti-Zionism could often be found to be a form of racism, sure enough, to call Zionism a form of racism is absurd. There was a UN General Assembly resolution, 3373, that actually said Zionism was racism. They actually said that. And what is the United Nations all about? Well, the only thing the United Nations are united about is Jew hate and destroying the nation of Israel, the little Satan for the Muslims, and the great Satan of America. Don't forget that. They hate. What are the United Nations united about? They hate people of the book. That's the only thing the United Nations is united about. They hate real Jews and real Christians. That's what the United Nations are united about. And they were so silly as to even put it in writing in a resolution 3373. And that UN resolution 3373 proved to be such an embarrassment because it is so absurd. So obvious in its raw, irrational Jew hatred that even the religiously racist Islamic Arabs had to go along with passage of the UN Resolution 4686 rescinding the absurdity of that Resolution 3373. Because that Resolution 3373 had only made obvious the religious racist reality of the demonic Antichrist religion of Islam. It was such an embarrassment because that resolution made it so plain and so clear and so obvious the religious racist reality of the demonic Antichrist religion of Islam. It is true, verifiable history that at one time the UN did have Resolution 3373, which actually said Zionism is a form of racism and racial discrimination. The conventional definition of anti-Semitism means hostility toward Jews as a religious or racial minority group. And it's often accompanied by social, political, or economic discrimination. And some modern dictionaries give controversial second and third definitions to anti-Semitism, defining the word as opposition to Zionism. Anti-Semitism, in a lot of dictionaries today, is defined as opposition to Zionism and sympathy for the opponents of Israel. Muslim anti-Zionism opposes the state of Israel as an intrusion into their domain. Islamic militant groups, as well as the government of Iran, insist that the state of Israel is illegitimate and refuse to refer to it as Israel, instead calling Israel the Zionist entity. And other Arab states, such as Saudi Arabia and Syria, do not formally recognize Israel. Egypt had to recognize Israel in order to get the return of the Sinai, which Egypt lost to Israel in the 67 war. But Egypt is the only country that has a peace treaty with Israel. Repressive dictatorships such as Saudi Arabia and Syria and Egypt are interested in a continuous fight against Israel to divert public anger and maintain control. Turkey, too. That's what's going on in Turkey. Erdogan is such a failure. He's a tyrannical, idiotic failure. But he can stay and maintain power in Turkey by stirring up Jew hate. That's the way the Muslim dictators always do it. Hatred for Jews is so useful to these Islamic dictatorships. And you see, Zionism is based, at least in part, upon the biblical basis linking the Jewish people to the land of Israel. And the modern movement was originally secular. Modern Zionism began largely as a response to the rampant anti-Semitism in Europe and many parts of the Muslim world during the 19th century. And after the Holocaust had destroyed Jewish society in Europe, the Zionist movement led to the establishment of the State of Israel in 1948. And since the founding of the State of Israel, the term Zionism is generally considered to mean support for Israel. However, a variety of different and sometimes competing ideologies that support Israel fit under the general category of Zionism. But biblical Zionism, which recognizes the connection between the Jewish people to the land of Israel, is good and right. And while such things as labor Zionism is anti-Christ and anti-Torah, and a counterfeit of the real good or God-ordained biblical Zionism. And there's other forms of usage of this term Zionism, which in reality are anti-Zionism. Satan wants to keep a great cloud of confusion over this term Zionism. And this confusion among very well-intentioned people who are deceived by this confusion serves Satan's purposes. Serves the purposes of the Antichrist and this false prophet Pope. But God is not the author of confusion. Very often, the label of Zionist is used to improperly mean Jews in general by those who would want to hide their anti-Semitism. See, they're anti-Semitic, but they can hide their anti-Semitism by just using the term Zionism. Any Jew today who could make Aliyah without fraud really could not be said to be Torah observant. Moni Judah is a Jew. And if he's not back in Israel, he's not Torah observant. And anybody else that's a Jew, and you can tell him I said so, and it's going to make some people mad, but I'm going to tell you what, how in the world can you claim to be Torah observant in this time and in this day if you could prove that you're Jewish and you don't get back to Israel? Shame on you. Shame on you. Presenting yourself as some sort of leader of Messianic Jews? You got one thing to say. Follow me. We're getting back to Zion where we belong. If you're a leader of Messianic Jews, that's the only thing to say. Follow me. We're headed for Zion. That's the only thing to say. Otherwise, don't tell me you're Torah observant. I'm sorry. I'm not going to buy it. Not if you're Jewish. The Torah requires the Jews to return and to build the land of Israel, to restore Jewish spiritual attachment to the land. And that makes it all the more astonishing how anything like this disengagement deal from the land, you know, giving this Gaza territory to the Arabs to establish the most rabid Islamic terror state on earth, and the delegitimizing that actually happened of the Jewish state's most dedicated pioneers. It's astonishing that it could happen. But see, God said it was going to happen. Gaza shall be forsaken. We just saw that in Zephaniah. But any Jew today who could make Aliyah is not Torah observant if they don't get back. But biblically, the Jewish state represents the physical embodiment of the process of redemption and the coming of the Messiah. Biblically, Christian or Jewish orthodoxy would see it the same way. If you're orthodox, either orthodox Christian or orthodox Jewish, if orthodox means orthodox, if orthodox means what the dictionary says, true and right belief, today, of a certainty. Orthodox Christian or Orthodox Jews can see it no other way. And the sad reality is that Israel has never been more spiritually and morally broken. The malice directed against the religious Zionists of the Torah observant settler population by Israel's government under Peres and the Antichrist media in Israel is incredible. It really is incredible. And those who were doing the required good deed of the Torah to settle and build the land of Israel have been labeled as fanatics, hoodlums, and extremists and criminals by the Israeli government and media. What makes the Torah observant Jew criminal for building the land and makes good guys of the Islamic terrorists who are sworn to annihilate Israel? This is insanity. And this is the Peres government position. How do you figure that? I don't know how to figure it. Other than the treacherous dealers should be expected to deal treacherously. Hamas unconditionally rejects any acceptance of Israel's right to exist. How can the government and media of Israel even think of unilaterally enlarging the international Islamic terror base, which Gaza has very obviously become? How can they even think of that? Even IDF, some of its top officers are forced to admit that disengagement of Gaza was a big mistake. And the only thing that the disengagement of Gaza did was establish the largest Islamic terror base in the Arab world. How could further unilateral disengagement do anything but lead to the destruction of Israel, which is the goal of the anti-Zionists? They want to destroy Israel. That's what the United Nations are united about. The Antichrist global Satanists want to destroy Israel. And the roadmap, the Oslo peace plan, the Saudi peace plan, whatever you want to call this roadmap from hell, is not the roadmap of peace and security, but it's a guaranteed roadmap to sudden destruction, not just in Israel, but the entire world. And we see it set to go now. For anybody who knows the word of God, Gaza was the last step God would allow. I hope you don't miss this. We saw it. We just went through Zephaniah. And if you know the word of God, you should know that Gaza was the last step that God would allow before the next planned step of the anti-Zionists would cause the fury of God Almighty to come up in his face. It is the hatred of the labor Zionists, who are really anti-Zionists, against the true Zionists, the Torah observant settlers, that could have allowed such insanity as the Gaza disengagement. The labor Zionist movement has always been devoutly anti-Zionist, secular, contemptuous, and hostile to real Zionist Jewish beliefs and values and practices that are based upon the Torah. You see, the labor Zionists are really anti-Zionists, and the labor Zionists of Israel are part of the new world order of the Antichrist. These are the Jews who say they are Jews and are not. They're anti-Torah. They're global Satanists by design or by default. Whether they know what they're doing or they don't, that's really what they are. And the next step of this anti-Zionist or global Satanist, if you want, is to further disengage and give the land of the Zionists, the mountains of Israel, Judea and Samaria, and even part of Jerusalem, the capital, for these Muslim terrorists. That very next step is going to bring the fury of God Almighty upon this whole earth. And if anybody were to consider reading a book today other than the KJV to understand its situation that's going to soon explode into worldwide strategic nuclear war, read Barry Shama's little book. Powerful, great little book. Best book Barry's written is the littlest book. It's called Shabbatai Zevi, Labor Zionism and the Coming Holocaust. And of all the stuff Barry has written, that's his best, and it's his littlest. Shabbatai Zevi is crazy title. Shabbatai Zevi, Labor Zionism and the Coming Holocaust. Now, I'm just going to say it. It's a sign of a dysfunctional mind to blame over 4,000 years of Jew hate on a 60-year-old state. That's a dysfunctional, irrational mind to blame over 4,000 years of Jew hate on a 60-year-old state. Your brain don't work. Jew hate is irrational. And to blame all the problems in this world on Israel and the Jewish people is irrational. Your brain don't work. It's also a sign of a dysfunctional mind to call Hamas a political entity. If you call Hamas a terrorist organization, that's true, but it's not the whole truth. Hamas is also an Islamic religious organization, and don't forget that. Any more than you might forget that Osama bin Laden is a Muslim religious leader. Yeah, they're terrorists, but never forget, they are the ones who are really following the teaching of Muhammad. And they're also some of the top and most highly esteemed Islamic religious leaders. The religion of Islam is a religion to kill people of the book, which means Zionists, which means real Jews and real Christians. Hallelujah. That's why I like this song so much. Let's hear it again, okay?
Suicide bombers, it's all just a ruse. Unless your Israeli self-defense is alright, Jewish army response is disproportionate might. The actors have failed to deliver their aid. Jihad cash is what they were paid. Turkish light in the media's glare. Slashing knives don't seem fair. In the whole Middle East, just one strip of land. Since we gave them Qatif, no one's given a damn. Surrounded by cousins flowing with oil, demanding from us to surrender our soil. There is one soldier helping Hamas and Gaza, starved and tormented in the Free Plaza.
You're listening to the Great Joy in Great Tribulation Internet Radio Network, and this is your host, Jim Searcy, reminding you that the King is coming. The Great Joy in Great Tribulation website is located at www.moresureword.com. That's all one word, all small letters, www.moresureword.com. That's www.moresureword.com. On that website, you'll find many things to help the saints scattered abroad build up their most holy faith and prepare to endure to the end of this 42-month Antichrist war on the saints. Once again, this is Jim Searcy reminding you that the King is coming. And our King said, when we see these things come to pass, that we are to look up and know that our redemption draweth nigh. Only be very strong and of good courage. Stay in the Word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Praise the Lord Jesus.